This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As Edgerton, Wyoming battles an infestation of millions of Mormon crickets, farmers in the Sundance, Wyoming area were successful saving their crops 84 years ago through an ingenious and quite low-tech solution, an inch-wide, mile-long fence. A 1939 article in the Eugene, Oregon Register Guard newspaper reported another life-and-death struggle between Mormon crickets and northeastern Wyoming towns during the 1930s. That article from almost 100 years ago warned readers that Bureau of Entomology agents in Sundance, Wyoming, were predicting the spring batch of Mormon crickets would be worse in Crook County than previous years based on egg and hatchling counts. That was dire news for Crook County at the time, where farmers were already exhausted from battling millions of the hungry creatures year after year, going back to 1936. Now, entomologists warn that the current infestation in and around Edgerton, Wyoming, could be the start of a new surge. The infestation wave could last years, even decades, if history is any guide. Historical articles indicate that the Mormon cricket plague in the Sundance area goes back to 1931, before peaking in 1938. What the farmers did to fight the infestation was pretty ingenious, if low-tech, and it took perfect advantage of the Mormon cricket's biggest weaknesses. The insects, which are actually a katydid and not a cricket at all, have difficulty climbing any slick surface. Their instincts also force them to travel in one particular direction en masse, making it difficult for them to change direction, and their wings are useless for flight. And Mormon crickets are cannibals. The dead bodies of their fellows attract the hungry living in numbers. So the farmers sank a fence of slick and shiny tin around cropland that they wanted to protect. That trapped Mormon crickets by the hundreds of thousands all in one place. Their natural instinct kept them marching more or less in place, perfectly situated for mass smashing. The fence was about an inch wide and more than a mile long. It proved a most effective way of gathering the insects all in one place for killing from all the able-bodied townspeople and farmers. Lawyers, doctors, city officials, everyone joined the front line that had been defined by that tin fence. People smashed the Mormon crickets by the thousands. The 1939 article says, as the millions died, additional hordes pressed in from the rear, taking their place at the only effective barrier that man has been able to erect against the pests. This hot and dusty fight went on for days, exhausting Crook County, Wyoming residents, but they were ultimately successful in saving their sweet corn and delectable wheat, barley, and edible dry beans from being eaten by ravenous Mormon crickets. Now, Edgerton, Wyoming has a new infestation of the pests that can decimate crops. Montana kids in every zip code in the state up to 5 years old will have access to free books courtesy of country singer Dolly Parton. The effort from Dolly Parton is called Imagination Library, and it will provide a free book each month to any Montana child aged 0 to 5 years old. Kids can register with the organization at imaginelibrary.com. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library will assist reading and book lending programs already in place, while also expanding programs statewide to all of Montana's 56 counties. The effort is to increase literacy among Montana children and promote and expand access to STEM education, particularly for girls and students in Montana's rural communities. Dolly Parton created Imagination Library inspired by her father's inability to read and write. Launched in 1995, Parton's Imagination Library has since become the preeminent early childhood book gifting program in the world. According to the Imagination Library website, 1 in 10 children under 5 years old in the U.S. receives Imagination Library books. It's the flagship program of the nonprofit The Dollywood Foundation and has gifted more than 200 million free books in the United States, Canada, the U.K., Australia, and the Republic of Ireland. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.